dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program, for the recording date of Sunday, December the 7th, 2014. I am the Christian ambassador for, servant of, and to the Rastafari community for freedom, justice, and equality, the kingdom of God, queendom of goddess in heaven, here and now on this earth, kingdom and queendom of Islam, the way to peace, the way to the waters of noon, the way to tranquility, the way to oneness through obedience to the Almighty, known in Islam as Allah and Allah, Father and Mother, who have put in the creation the very science that we must be born again into so that we may transform ourselves, transform our lives. Soldier of love, look, sisters and brothers, the human family. We're at the hinterlands, what is it? The borders of our faith and the hinterlands of our consciousness. I can't say it exactly how Sister Sade said it, but she is letting us know it seems that we are beyond loving each other. It is getting so hard to love one another as black, brown, red, yellow, and Caucasian poor working class peoples on the earth. The politicians have sown within us deep the seeds of division. The banking and financial institutions run by the House of Rothschild and the Oppenheimers have sown within us, as they are the wicked ruling class and families and want that we should remain divided. Why would our Caucasian sisters and brothers side with the fraternal order of the police in their killing of black people when fraternal order of the police also assault and kill poor working class Caucasian people, not in the same numbers as black, but nevertheless poor working class Caucasian men and women suffer from the fraternal order of the police as well. So why would poor working class Caucasian divide from poor working class black, and we all divide from poor working class brown, red, and yellow, and we remain divided? We remain, seems, beyond loving one another. What's the solution? We have to go back into the womb of Mother Holy Spirit, womb of Nanette. Go back into the waters of noon, the waters melanin of noon. Now, Job 38, chapter 38, verse 9. We're looking at the science. The scriptures are science, sisters and brothers, describing how the universe functions. So we know that clouds, water comes with the clouds, and isn't gas cloudy? Water and gas and nebula, and from the elements come all earth, air, fire, and water. And when you check Mother Mary, the Mary of Yahushua, Mary or Miriam, that's her African Hebrew name, the mother of Yahushua, and look at the word shadow and overshadowed, and you'll see that light and water and clouds and the elements were called forth in the womb of that physical woman because of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, Mother Holy Spirit, exerting energy on the womb and calling forth the elements to produce Yahushua. How is that any different from your birth? Did not E equals MC squared occur with you? E is energy, and energy is spiritual force, usually good. which means we have bad spirit energy entities that we must do away with from within ourselves. Energy, spirit, E is energy, spiritual force, and that energy, that spiritual force, exerts the self of that energy, spiritual force on the womb, calling forth clouds, and with the clouds is water, and out of water comes all mass, matter, and material, and then light is in the womb. That's your C squared. That's your speed of light squared, 186,284 miles per second is the speed of light. Square that and you get the same number every half a second. 186,284 miles per half a second. All of this going on in the womb, because the womb of your physical mother replicates the womb of the universe and the atom of life, the atom crystals of the universe. So in the clouds, we see the power of the Almighty. But the root of this word cloud is 6049, Anan again. This is a verb. Now the cloud itself is a masculine noun. I'm assuming because the waters come with the cloud, and the waters are the seed of life, germ of life, that you and I would call sperm. These waters from whence we all come, masculine noon, noun is noon. Noon is noun, masculine noon. You have feminine noon. You have masculine noon. And so the waters here and the clouds a masculine noon, but the etymological root is this word Anan, which is 6049. This is a verb, and this has to do with making to appear, to produce, bring clouds. So you and I were made to appear. You and I are like the universe, made to appear from an infinitesimal point of light and sound. We are replicating the birthing of the universe over and over again. And then the second definition is to practice soothsaying, to conjure. What? And then tied to that definition is to observe times, to practice soothsaying, spiritism, magic, augury, and witchcraft. Now, what happens, sisters and brothers? Fortune teller is associated with this word. Diviner and sorceress and enchanter and soothsayer. So what happened is the ruling class and families who control all of our religions from the top sent the word down that Africa is heathen and pagan. They're full of witches and spiritisms and magic and augury, and they observe times, and they divine and fortune tell and sorceresses, etc. Caused us to hate Africa and hate indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, who would appear to be going through soothsayings and spiritisms and magic and etc. But within the definition of the word cloud, where it says, let me go back to the scripture, where it says in chapter 38 of verse 9 that the Almighty made the cloud the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swallowing band for it. The cloud is the garment for the morning star. Wait, the cloud is the garment having to do with the seas and the doors and the womb of Nanet. Now, the garment is what you put on. So let me try to think this through now. The cloud is the garment. What does the word garment mean here? Clothing, apparel, raiment. All right, watch this, sisters and brothers. I'm thinking this through. When the field of light that is atom crystals took those original waters and transform those waters, melanin of noon, into the mass matter material universe, making these waters the garment of the universe in the transformed reality, planets, Milky Way, stars, nebula, all that we have on this side in the universe today is like a garment in the universe, clothing the universe with that which has come from cloud and water. And so, when the ruling class and ruling families made us to hate Africa and hate spiritism, yet in the word cloud, that is the garment of the universe, is the definitions having to do with divination and soothsaying and magic and etc. This teaches us that these gifts of magic, soothsaying, fortune telling, and divining and observing times are gifts from the Almighty that are in the universe that are within ourselves. So if you check Genesis, it says to us that the sun and the stars and the universe are given to us in order that we may observe times. So later in scripture, where it says we shouldn't be involved in spiritism, soothsaying, divining, and observing times, it means don't do this for the wicked ruling class and the wicked ruling families, because the wicked ruling class and families want to use our attributes, characteristics, and talents in order to propagate death. But used in the proper fashion, we use these gifts and talents in order that we may propagate life and life eternal in this time. And so the very definitions right here in the words that we're looking at. And then, let me see my notes now. It talks about in the Jesenius portion of this definition. Is it the Jesenius? Oh, let me go to thick darkness. That's what I want to do. The thick darkness. And sisters and brothers, I just saw hidden arts. You see, when the Europeans got to Africa and saw us involved in these practices, they couldn't understand. They called it the hidden arts. And once again, they taught us against it because they didn't want us to go back into the knowledge and wisdom of Africa and go back into the knowledge and wisdom of voodoo, of the ancient African Hebrew, the ancient Kemite, the ancient Nubia, and the ancient Dagon, the ancient Juju, all of these ancient religious expressions that carried forth these talents and attributes such as magic and spiritism. And remember that when we checked Joseph in Kemite, Egypt, under the Hyksos rule, but Joseph exhibited magic and spiritism and divination. Yes, Joseph, he had a cup. I'm assuming the cup had water in it when he used his talents of divination and divining. And he used the cup and the water or whatever liquid was in the cup to divine the truth of the Almighty in the universe and within ourselves. We checked Laban, who was the uncle of Jacob, I believe. And Jacob had to hang out with Laban for a while till he could get his wife. But Laban said, I have seen from experience. But when you check that word, learned from experience, that phrase, learned from experience, you see these words, Anan, and spiritism, and ogurism, and magic. So Laban divined from the elements of the universe the truth that Yaqub, Jacob, was good for him. So what we are saying is that we must cease listening to the wicked ruling class and the families who do not want us to be born again into this science. Now, we want to see the thick darkness. When I made the cloud the garment thereof and thick darkness. This is 6205 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary, and it is defined as cloud, heavy or dark cloud, darkness, gross darkness, thick darkness. Now, when you check the word gross, you've heard of gross matter. The gross is teaching us that the waters from the clouds needed to be refined and purified. And so that field of light takes those waters, and because the field of light is fire hydrogen, and this fire hydrogen takes those hydrogen waters, and through the light field, atum crystals, those waters are purified and the gross matter is removed, and now you have the purified matter. And then, let me see this etymological root. The etymological root of that word is 6201 Araf. Let me see if I can play the pronunciation.
Strong's H6201. Araf. Araf.
Araf is a verb. Is defined as to drop and drip, to drop and trickle. Sisters and brothers, we're talking again of the waters of noon. Sisters and brothers, we're talking about how the field of light that is within you and me took those waters and dripped and dropped and trickled those waters all over the universe, covering and shadowing the universe like a garment, covering and shadowing our structure. The waters trickled and dripped, and the atum crystals, the field of light that they today call the Higgs boson or the Higgs field, that in Hindu is Lord Shiva with the fire ring on top, that in the Catholic Eucharist is the monstrance with the wafer surrounded by the ring of fire, that in Islam is the Hajj where the black stone of the Ka is spirit, Ba is soul of the universe. The Ka-Ba, the black stone of the Ka-Ba, this is all African knowledge and wisdom, Kamite, knowledge and wisdom. That black stone of the Ka'ba represents dark energy, dark matter, the waters, melanin of the universe, and the people put on the white garment to duplicate and replicate symbolically that field of white light that takes those waters, and through the power of fire and white light, transforms those waters, that dark energy, dark matter, into the mass matter material universe. Drop and drip and trickle of water through the field of light. Now let me go to this swaddling. It says that the cloud and the thick darkness, so we see that darkness is not evil. We see that we're speaking of the birth process, and the birth process begins in triple darkness. Somewhere in the Quran, it speaks of triple darkness. And the most honorable Elijah Muhammad taught us of the triple darkness of the womb of the universe, bringing forth into the light all that exists. So we start off in darkness, the dark womb, and the seed of life, germ of life, from the waters of noon, are triple dark, pitch dark, dark blue, green, gray, black. And from these dark waters, we come from the womb, which is triple darkness, and that womb brings us forth into the light. The Almighty commanded the light to shine out of the darkness. And so that darkness is the power behind the field of light. Without the dark matter, dark energy, dark matter, you wouldn't have the universe functioning as the universe functions. The dark energy, dark matter, the water's melanin. The waters are the melanin of the universe. And melanin in the human being, causing our hues and colors. Blacker, darker people have more melanin in their structure than lighter people, than those who are less melanated. But no matter whether you are Caucasian, brown, red, yellow, or the blackest of black, it is that melanin in our structure that causes our structure to behave as our structure should behave. So it is the same with the water's melanin in the universe. The water's melanin in the universe, which is also within us, causes the whole universe to function as the universe should function. So without the water's melanin of the universe, dark energy, dark matter, you would not have the sun. You would not have white light shining from the golden sun, producing seven colors of the rainbow. And in between the seven colors of the rainbow is dark matter, dark energy, the water's melanin of the universe. Now, when I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness a swaddling for it. Swaddling band is 2854 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek Dictionary. Let's hear the pronunciation.
Strong's H2854. Hathalah.
It almost sounds like Allah up in there, doesn't it? Hathalah. Hathalah. This word is a feminine noon. All of us are noon, but some of us are feminine noon. They say noun, we say noon. And some of us are masculine noon. Now this feminine noon, Hathalah, sounds like Allah up in there. I'm saying that so we can see that Christianity, Hebrew, Islam, one. Only three different languages describing the same universe. This word is swaddling band, naval band. And it is from the word katal or katal. Let's hear this word pronounced.
Strong's H2853. Hathal.
Hathal. Hathal. Hebrew side 2853 is a verb to entwine, to enwrap, to swaddle, to be swathed, to wrap with bandages and swaddle a newborn child. So the swaddling band is the feminine, is the womb that houses the water's melanin of noon. And this womb swaddles the waters like you swaddle with bandages a child. You take strips and you wrap the newborn child in these strips of cloth so the child may be warm properly to cover, hence to hide. even to deceive. So you take the child and you wrap the child up to put the child away and hide the child from danger and whatnot. So we see this feminine reality of the womb involved with the dark melanin of the universe, which is the masculine. And we see the interplay between masculine and feminine. And we see that we must be born again into this reality. We must be born into the science of the universe so that we may exhibit the power of the universe within our construct so that we may transform ourselves and transform society. Now, skipping to my notes on Job chapter 42, verse 7, there is a phrase, Eliphaz, or the word Eliphaz. Eliphaz, can I find that right quick? Let me see if I can find Eliphaz. Eliphaz, was that one of the fellas that was talking to Job? And it was so that after the Lord had spoken these words unto the Lord, unto Job, the Lord said to Eliphaz the Temanite, my wrath is kindled against thee and against thy two friends. So Eliphaz was one of those who were supposed to be the friends of Job, who came to help Job and talk to Job and try to get Job to see the truth. But Eliphaz and his friends apparently talked slander against Job. So the Almighty wants Eliphaz and his friends to offer up sacrifice of bullocks and rams, seven each of them, so that they may repent and atone for speaking in a manner about Job that they should not have. Let's continue with this on the other side of the break. I'll see you on the other side of the break.